Radio Christian Voice News, The Global Link.
Government urged to recapitalize NEMA amid bankruptcy concerns. Two Chinese-run mines suspended in Kasempa for illegal mineral processing. And Sudan's Berhan reshuffles military amid war and political strain. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The medicines research and access platform Medrump has called on government to recapitalize the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMHA, and revisit the act under which it was established amid mounting financial challenges. This comes in the wake of revelations by the Healthcare Federation of Zambia that NIMHA owes the private sector hundreds of millions of kwacha for services rendered to the public. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Medrump Executive Director Leo Kalioka expressed concern that NIMHA's financial woes stem from spending more than it has been receiving, a situation he said calls for urgent reforms. NIMHA began on the wrong footing because it was paying more into in the private sector while not reimbursing equivalently for the public sector, said Mr. Lioka. He stressed the need for government to recapitalize the authority so that it can settle domestic debt owed to the private health facilities and prevent further strain on their operations. Mr. Lioka further urged NIMHA to introduce differentiated insurance packages once recapitalized to ensure its sustainability and ability to deliver quality health care services.
We advocate for the fact that NIMHA should be recapitalized. The government should assist NIMHA to be able to offset all the debts that they owe the private sector. NIMHA should now receive a new leaf in the sense that the act should be revised so that it can now consider offering what we call differentiated packages. Because again, what it is now, based on the percentage that NIMHA is actually receiving, it may not actually be enough. And then there are more their clients that need the above average services.
United Church of Zambia UCZ Lusaka Presbytery Bishop Lord Wosiami says the South African court's verdict regarding the late former President Edgar Lungu's burial presents a critical window of opportunity for the church, government, the Lungu family, and other elders to unite and find a resolution to the ongoing dispute over his final resting place. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Bishop Siame said there is need for national unity, respect and dialogue in the wake of the verdict. This judgment opens a door for sober dialogue. It is now time to gather around a table, put differences aside and determine how best the former head of state can be laid to rest with dignity and national unity before the final ruling by the court, said Reverend Bishop Siame. He emphasized the importance of approaching the matter with maturity and mutual respect and further warned against inflammatory language and personal attacks, especially on social media, calling instead for a national posture of reflection. Reverend Bishop Siame also appealed to the Religious Affairs Committee under the office of the Vice President to engage the clergy who are capable of helping guide the reconciliation and burial process in a way that honors both the tradition and the law.
The elderly that we have in society may take this opportunity, this window, when we are waiting for the court verdict, to call each other to a round table, to dialogue, and find the last solution. So that maybe the desirable thing we may see, all of us, is that by the time people are going to the court, it should be simply going there to withdraw whatever cases are there, to say we are Zambians and we are one family.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has suspended operations at two Chinese-operated mines in Kasempa District of Northwestern Province after discovering illegal processing of gold and copper ore. The affected mines, Sino-Octasin Mine and Ken Reliable, were found processing minerals without the required mineral processing license. During an inspection led by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Hapenga Kaveta and officials from the Mine Safety Department, substantial stockpiles of gold and copper-containing ore were discovered on site, powered up and ready for processing. Dr. Kaveta said that the origins of the ore stockpiles will be further investigated, warning that any illegalities uncovered will be met with stern action. The ministry will not tolerate illegal mineral activities, especially in the gold sector, which is critical to national development, as transparency and compliance in mineral trade is non-negotiable, said Dr. Kaveta in a statement issued to RSV News in Lusaka today by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. He said that investigations have revealed that the two mines had been conducting unauthorized mineral processing for an unspecified period, adding that when questioned, mine officials failed to provide relevant documentation or satisfactory explanations for their operations. Dr. Kaveta further disclosed that government is tightening monitoring of mineral processing plants across the country to ensure full compliance with mining regulations. Government has expressed concern over the rise in cases of vandalism and theft targeting infrastructure belonging to Mulonga Water Supply and Sanitation Company. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Nzovu, condemned the act, saying the criminal acts continue to disrupt the supply of safe drinking water to communities. In the past week alone, two major incidents of vandalism and theft were recorded on new installations under the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project in Chingola and Mufulira, said Mr. Nzovu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nzovu states that these acts come at a critical time when government is intensifying efforts to ensure universal access to safe water and decent sanitation, noting that vandalism and theft not only delay project implementation but also undermine the significant progress made through the Zambia Water and Sanitation Project. Ms. Nzovu has warned against acts of vandalism and theft of water infrastructure, saying offenders will face the full force of the law. The minister has further directed the Zambia Police Service to intensify operations, not only to apprehend vandals and thieves, but also to prosecute individuals and entities involved in the purchase of stolen water installations, as receiving stolen property is equally a crime. In African news, Sudan's Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has launched a sweeping military reorganization to tighten his grip on the armed forces amid ongoing conflict with the Rapid Support Forces, RSF. A decree issued on August 18 consolidated control over all allied arms groups, including former Darfur rebels, tribal militias, Islamist brigades, and civilian defense volunteers, bringing them under formal army command. Burhan also made key leadership changes within the military, appointing a new inspector general and air force chief, while retaining General Muhammad Othman al-Hussein as chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The move follows the retirement of senior officers and is seen as an effort to reinforce his control over central and eastern Sudan, even as fierce clashes continue in the West. Coming up shortly, Trump calls Putin to propose Zelensky meeting after White House talks on Ukraine. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. U.S.